Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into Wednesday. Well, West Georgia fell in volleyball last night. National Florida got the better of us. 3-0 down in Pensacola last night, beating the Wolves 25-14, 8-17 in a 3-0 victory. West Georgia still headed to postseason play, the best volleyball season we've had in a long, long time, and a very, very young team for John Mosley as well. Of course, a lot of West Georgia sports cranking up this weekend. Basketball will begin on Friday. Now, in the Coliseum, it's men's basketball. 5:30, Lee will play Palm Beach Atlantic, followed a little after 7:30 Friday night with West Georgia against Emory Riddle in the Gulf South Conference, Sunshine State Conference crossover. Same schools will be playing on Saturday at 4 and 6. West Georgia will play Palm Beach. In the Saturday ball game, the West Georgia women are headed to Florida. Florida Tech on Friday, Tampa on Saturday, down at the Martinez Center on the campus of the University of Tampa in Florida. Well, while that's going on Saturday, West Georgia football will be in Cleveland, Mississippi. Delta State, the opponent, coming up for that one. One other note about basketball before we get to high school football. Tech and Georgia both opened with W's last night. Georgia ran away and hid, put a ton of points on the board against Western Carolina over in Athens. And the ACC is opening with conference opponents. Like Carolina plays Notre Dame tonight? Are you kidding? Georgia Tech beat NC State in overtime in Raleigh last night in a huge, huge upset. Let's move on to high school football coming up. A lot of ball games on tap. Great Classics 98.9 on Friday night is going to be at Staples Stadium in Franklin. It'll be the Bremen Blue Devils and the Heard County Braves. Bremen coach Davis Russell talking about the culture of Heard County football, just like it was when they won it all a year ago.
They're playing really good over there. They're not giving up many points. Their defensive front is what sticks out first. Their linebacker six is a really, really, really good football player. But their physicality in the trenches has not dropped off much from years past. They really stand out as being great technicians and being very physical football players.
When Davis Russell talks about Heard County, he talks about physical. When Tim Barron talks about Bremen, he talks about physical. Very. Very physical on both sides of the football, what you're looking at.
It's just the relentless. They'll be okay with 3 yards, 4 yards, and they will just pound, pound, pound. Can you mentally and physically handle it for four quarters? Obviously, they've always got one or two things up their sleeves. They're going to get you some because they're a good football team, but you want to minimize those. For us, it's going to be, can we do the same thing? Can we pound, go 3 and 4 yards, and just keep getting up after every play? You get hit in the mouth, get up and go do it again, wide tail open, and then hopefully you crease them a time or two.
That's going to be a dandy on Friday night, as we have pretty much full schedule of high school football for this last week of the season. And that's sports, and I'm Mitch Gray.